right, 3:23 at WGCL. It's time to head to Lakeview Elementary. The principal out there is Dr. Sue Lanham. Dr. Lanham, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm great. How are you? It sounds like you're very busy, Mike.
Oh, gee, I tell you what, fall break for who? You guys. Well, that's the fun part.
Yes.
But no, I enjoy telling the stories of our community and all the great things that are going on. And I get excited every Tuesday to hear what's happening. And elementary school is the funnest place to be. What is the mood knowing that we just have one more day tomorrow before, which is going to seem like for little kids forever before they're back in school? Fall break, Thursday and Friday in the MCCSC.
Yes, the kids are excited and a little nervous at the same time because they love being at Lakeview.
Well, if they're with you all day long, they should be excited because we know how much fun goes on out there. But how important is the break, maybe not for the children, but how about for you and your staff to recharge the batteries here in after about 8 weeks or so?
Yes, our staff is ready to recharge the batteries and take some time for family and just reflecting on all the great things that have happened the first 9 weeks of school and hopefully, like you said, just taking some time to reflect and have a break and sleep in and eat some unhealthy food and just enjoy time together. And I hope all of the teachers and staff throughout the district and even throughout the state decide to do that for a little bit. It's just so important.
Yeah, it is. Mental health, very important, regardless of the field. But dealing with active and very energetic little ones, Lakeview Elementary is always busy. How's the first semester been? How's everybody doing?
They're doing great. We're having a great time. We've taken a lot of, we're learning a lot of great new skills in our classrooms, and the kids are just working really hard, and we're trying to have a little celebration here this week with kids and attendance and kids who've made good choices. We've done the IU Stars of Honor. So some of those kids we recognized earlier this week will get to go to the IU Wisconsin football game, and they're really excited
Whoa.
About that.
Oh,
yes.
Well, let's stop there. How does one get on the IU? How does one get on that list? What do they have to do?
So it's a great work ethic, attendance, just being a great role model in the school. And they were nominated by teachers, and we were working with Stars of Honor. It's an organization that contacted us, and they work with colleges around the country. So we, on Friday, we honored all of those kiddos, and we had a convocation, and we invited parents, so we want to celebrate that, and as we told those kids, all of the kids on Friday, that we're going to be celebrating a lot of great academic success and things over the next couple of weeks, so we have a lot of great things going on here, and we just love to share with our families. So.
Well, and share it with our listening audience as well. That's fun. Where we've been on field trips, I know that's the big time. This is a big time of year for that. Where your kids been going?
So our kindergartners went to Peden Farms last week and had an amazing adventure there. They got to visit with some animals, and they were all excited because they all got to bring back a very large feather. They got to engage with people from the community, the farmers, and all of the volunteers out there who spoil the kids and do an amazing job. Our fourth graders have been to Griffey Lake. That was last week also. So they were out there last Thursday. And then our fifth graders have already gone to Bradford Woods this year. They were early. They went in September. So they had a great time, learned a lot of great outdoor skills, and we actually are tying that to our STEM certification this year, so we're doing a lot of great learning outside here at Lakeview.
Well, you should. You've got a big resource just down the street from you there. Lake Monroe is always fun. But tell me about how important STEM is to, again, when you feel like when we can fool them into learning, it's a little bit better than saying, hey, read this, memorize that. How these kids are sponges. How exciting is it to watch them pick up on this and move it forward?
It is amazing. We have taken the initiative. Our team has decided that we would like to do a STEM to Nature certification for the state to become STEM certified, and we want to take it to the nature side of things, and we have a lot of projects going on outside. Our kiddos are bringing the nature inside. We have a lot of classes doing different things. Our second graders are using bugs and studying insects, and it's just amazing to watch the kids. And just as you said, they're sponges. They are loving every minute of it.
Well, hopefully they left all the animals at Peden Farm. We'll let you build the enclosure first before we start adopting down there at Lakewood. Dr.
Right.
Sue Lanham is our guest today. But how important is hands-on learning as we develop at that age? I know I have a fourth grader as well, so when they come home and tell me about all the great things they did at Griffey Lake and the fossils they found and the tracks they learned, they just learn so many different ways, and they don't know they're learning, so that's the good news.
Right, and we are doing that with reading and language arts as well with our we're using, it's called multisensory learning, which is exactly what you said. We're taking hands-on learning to that level as well, just making sure kids can make that connection between that tactile learning and tying everything together, and they are doing a great job with that as well. We can't speak enough about all of the hands-on activities that take place. Like you said, in the elementary, it's a little different, but also hopefully some of those things are happening in the middle school and high schools also.
When I always say, hey, what was your favorite part today? It's always recess, but that's fun because that's when you can go out, yell and scream and run around a little bit. But when you get to do all these other fun things, and as you mentioned, the kids love being around their teachers and everything else. Brag on your staff a little bit. I know you have almost 500 kids over there. That's a big amount.
Yes, yeah, so our staff is fantastic. We have a great team who really come together on a regular basis. We're actually meeting today and talking about all of the great writing and math activities happening in class. And they just collaborate very well, even from our sixth grade teachers work with our kindergarten classrooms, and our first grade teachers work with our fifth grade classrooms. And we do a lot of those hands-on projects together. And it's just an amazing staff that we have here at Lakeview.
And the other part of this, I know your music program is very, very, you're going to get busy. Busy season's coming up.
Yes, yeah, so we are actually working. Our music teacher just walked in. Her name's Dawn Kalis. She just walked in, and we're working through our Veterans Day program, which is going to be on Friday, November the 10th at 2:45. And we were just walking through what activities and songs and events are going to take place on that day. We love to celebrate our veterans.
And it's great that you have all of these other opportunities. I know sometimes we think of sports or after school programs or whatever else, but when you have all of these things, whether it's literacy night or you're getting ready for the holidays or other activities, it's great to have all of that. How important is your PTO to making sure everything gets going down there?
Our PTO is phenomenal. That group of parents, they are setting up Dine and Donate events. They are bringing things in with kids. They'll pop in if we need something. They'll drop it off. They help us with coming in with our core card and helping kids shop for our core events. They help us with our we do core coins where kids earn coins for community order, respect, and excellence. They come in, help us with the core tunnel. They are always busy, and they're always here to help us and help our kids and help the staff make every day great at Lakeview.
Dr. Sue Lanham is our guest this afternoon. She is the principal at Lakeview, and obviously tomorrow will be a rowdy day as everybody gets ready for the big fall break. MCCSE is off Thursday and Friday. I don't want to get on Dr. Hoswald's bad side, so I will remind everybody that today is the last day to register to vote, and MCCSE would like everyone's help, starting with early voting on Wednesday, yes, this Wednesday, and getting ready for the general election. Number one, there's no school on Election Day, the first Tuesday after the first Monday in November. But that referendum is very important, especially to some of the people that walk through your doors.
Yes, absolutely. We are loving the opportunities to work with kids, and I think Dr. Hoswald has that at the top of his list of priorities, and I think all of the people in the community have it at the top of their list also. So we wait to see what happens with the referendum.
Yeah, early learning and stuff that helps them get ready. So when they get to you, they're readier. I don't know if that's a word, but it's always helpful when that when they can have when they can be a little ahead of the curve or right at the curve instead of getting caught up with it. And you have great community partners as well. We talked about the PTO and your staff, everybody within your four walls. Who here locally? We know Indiana University is a great resource as well, and I know you're doing things with the high school kids also. How much fun are these partnerships to helping your kids grow?
Well, I have to give a shout out because our firefighters are here from next door at the Monroe Perry Station 21 today, this week. They're over here to share fire safety tips with our kiddos, and they're meeting with each grade level. They come out often, play with the kids, give kids high fives. They're just a wonderful organization as well. So we are very lucky to have our partners and just feel honored that they want to come out and share in the joy that we have here at Lakeview.
Excellent. Well, great job as always, Dr. Lanham. We always appreciate your time. We know you're getting ready to ring that bell, so I'll let you get back to almost 500 of them running around at Lakeview, and we'll get caught up by later in the year.
Thank you so much. It was great to speak with you, and I hope you have a great rest of the week.
You too. Dr. Sue Lanham, the principal, Lakeview Elementary School here in Bloomington, providing our MCCSC update on a Tuesday afternoon. Don't forget, Dr. Hoswald joins us on the fourth Tuesday of every month, and we get caught up with all of the agenda, getting ready for that once-a-month school board meeting, and all the other issues in the MCCSC. The other issue we saw from the MCCSC was what? I want to just grab it quickly, MCCSC. Of course, it won't be where I want to. Where I want to find one, because we are still determining what is going on or what will go on with the scheduling. And 2 hours ago, October 10th, they're reminding you, this is the corporation to vote, and operation and all that starts early voting tomorrow, October 11th. And the other issue is getting everyone organized to try to figure out the high school schedule moving forward. The MCCSC, I'm just going to read it. They posted this yesterday. MCCSC families and community members, as you are likely aware, MCCSC is working with the Insight Consortium at Indiana University School of Education to conduct student, teacher, and community focus groups. These focus groups are an opportunity to provide input related to aligning high school schedules. If you'd like to participate in a family and community focus group, please go to the website and fill out this link by October 20th. Those group meetings will be virtual. They will get email links. You can find that at the MCCSE.edu.